Bone biopsy, does that help us? The problem is that if you do get a positive sentinel node for one of these ambiguous tumours, a melanocytic lesion of uncertain potential, you're not quite sure what it means, because there's now a lot of evidence that even when it's sentinel node positive, it may not behave in the same way as a conventional melanoma that's sentinel node positive. And if it's sentinel node negative, of course, it doesn't help you anyway. So it's not really a particularly useful diagnostic adjunct. Probably a more useful way to proceed is to do the preoperative lymphatic mapping, identify the sentinel node and its position, and then follow the node up carefully with high-resolution ultrasound. This is what we're tending to do these days with elderly patients with proven melanomas. So what does it all mean?